Leishur Chelek Beis Reish Ayin Gimel. The fourth Vad. Higia Tirinu Lizbonen Baguf Shelanu. The time has come now to apply his boinenus to our own body. Ulay Netzlech Lekayem Umibesari Echeze Eloika. The objective being to try and fulfill this pasuk in Yov Yutes. Umibesari Echeze Eloika. From my flesh I observe Hashem. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from my own flesh. The Midrash says, Rabbi Levi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, al kol neshima unshima shunei shem. With every breath a person takes, tzarich lekaleis l'akadosh baruch hu. He has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, he quotes a pasuk, kol haneshama tehalel yah. So here he reads kol haneshama, on the deeper level is kol haneshima, with every breath. The author says, hasamnu lev ei pam l'nshimaseinu. Have we ever paid deep attention to our breathing? Have we ever listened carefully to the beating of our hearts, to the pulse? Uvinyan gufeinu, the structure of our body. Have we ever devoted any thought to it? The Psukim in Yoiv, Perek Yud, the author now quotes, it's in Perek Yud, Psukim 8 and onwards. Yadecha itzvuni vayasuni. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Yachad esavivativ le'eini. All together, all around. Zechona ki kachomer asisini. Remember that you molded me like clay. Ve'el afate shiveni. And that you will return me to dust. Haloi kecholav tatichini. You pour me out like milk. Uchigvinat akpieini. And you curdle me like cheese. Oiru vasat al bishen, you clothe me with skin and flesh. Uvatzamos vegedim tesechechen, you cover me with bones and sinews. Chayim vachesed asisa imodi, you granted me life and chesed. Ufkudas chashem baruchi, your instruction protects my spirit. Those type of psukim indicate that Yoiv was undergoing this process of his boinenus regarding his body. And then the author quotes from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes, a number of Pesukim there, along the same lines. Hashem Chakartani Va'ida, you know me, Ata Yodata Shivti V'kumi, you know my sitting and my standing. Yeah, you scrutinize me, and you know my sitting and my rising. Banta l'ra'i merachoik, you understand my thought from afar. Orchi v'riv'i zeirisa, you encompass my path and my repose. V'chol d'rachai hiskanta, you're familiar with all my ways. Ki ein mila bilsheini. No, the word is not yet on my tongue. Hen Hashem yadatakula, you already know what I'm going to say. Achor v'kedem tzartoni. You restrict me from back and front. Vatoshes olai kapecha. You place your hand upon me. Pliadas b'meni zgevalo yichala. Ki ata kanisa kiliyosa. That's a few psukim later. Ki ata kanisa kiliyosa. That's in pasuk Yud Gimel already. You created my mind, and then tesukeni bevetin imi. Already in my mother's womb, you covered me. Oidecha al kinerois nifleisia. Thank you for all these awesome things. Nifleima asecha, your deeds are wondrous. V'nafshi yodas me'oid. Lo nikachad atzmi mimeka. Yeah, lo nikachad atzmi mimeka. All of these praises. Asher yiseisi useisi basesa. I was created. Yeah, in hidden things. Rukamti betachtiris oretz. I was fashioned together. Created in these in concealment in the lowest parts of the earth. Golmi ra'u einecha. Your eyes saw my unshaped form. Golmi is like the raw form. Saw this. Ve'al sifrecha kulam yikosevo. This is all written in your book, all recorded. Yomim yutzaru. Velo echad bahem, the pasuk continues over there. It's fashioned through many days, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu they're all one, etc. These are psukim that indicate these ideas of his boinenus in one's body. The author continues, Hen brachois rabois anu mevarchim anachila oshesiyah. We have numerous brachois. for eating and drinking, al asiyas ochinu for physical activities, ver shuiz brach pokech einenu, we have brachois for Hashem opening our eyes, halapalas shina laf apeinu, when we go to sleep, the fact that sleep falls on our eyelids, ver haavaras shina mehen, the fact that sleep departs from our eyes. It's true that we say these brachos, but do we ever reflect deeply about these processes? Hegiazman, at this point, it's the correct time now, to be aware, alert to oneself, and to reflect deeply on the wonders of a body with seriousness, with resolve, with severity. Who knows how an immense amount of Yiras Shamayim is hidden within this process of Hizboinenus. And therefore we're going to do the following. So this is the practical idea of this exercise. So to reflect on the fact that the body removes waste, and then clears the body of all the unnecessary and material that the body does not need anymore. That's the izboinenus. Kasher sovanum izboinenus. When we had enough of this izboinenus, naschil izboinen bishas achila banifleis shel achayas kufenu venafshen ledei achila ushesia. So the exercise continues with this izboinenus at the time of eating, in the wonders of how the body is nourished through eating and drinking. Kasher sovanum izboinenus zoi. So when we've had enough of that, nizbonen kol yom vayom bin shimasenu vitvikas alev. We then have to apply izboinenus every day to our breathing, to our pulse. Venamshech bislamdus zoi zeman rav, and continue with this islamdus for a long time. Together with this exercise, nilmades shara bechina bechovos elavavos biyun heitev. So one is to learn deeply shara bechina in chovos elavavos. Vegam neayen besefer umunah vitachoin, lemaran hachazon ish bafek arishon. Also learn the first chapter of emunah vitachoin by the chazon ish. Ei efshar laazel islamdus zeis. One may not leave this exercise, adasheti sapri, until it becomes fruitful, until it's successful. Mislamdus zeis tzerich livaled adam chadash mamash. From this exercise, a new person has to be born. It has to be a transformative experience. Vaad chamishi. Ad koi osaknu b'inanim shachushim ozrim leizbonenus. Thus far, we've dealt with concepts where we can make use of our senses. Now we take a step forward, we deal with concepts where one cannot use one's senses. They're not immediate, there's nothing tangible over here. Because we need to apply Yisboinenus to the past. We're going to look at the words of the Ramban. When he has certain objections to the Rambam's enumeration of mitzvois over there. So mitzvah beis is the Ramban. Sheniminanu shal nishkach mamad asina. The Ramban counts this as a loisa ase. We are prevented from forgetting. We are enjoined. We are given a mitzvah loisa ase not to forget the events of Har Sinai. Velo nasir oisoi midatenu, not to allow it to be removed from our mind. Rather, our eyes and hearts should be there constantly. The Ramban says that the source for this mitzvah is in these pesukim. Be exceedingly careful. Lest you forget what you saw, and lest they be removed from your mind. And furthermore, and you have to convey this further on to your children and other descendants, that experience when you stood before Hashem, your God, at Chorev. The author continues, according to the Ramban, we have an obligation over here, to reflect, to deeply contemplate the events of Matan Torah, until we can picture it vividly in front of our eyes, וכאילו אנחנו עומדים שם מתחת להר, as if we are standing there at the foot of the mountain. החוש אינו עוזר לנו בזה, as we said at the beginning, here in this exercise, we can't use our senses anymore. It's not like the previous exercises. It's not tangible. כאן אנו צריכים להזדקק לכוח הדמיון. Here we need to make use of the faculty of imagination. וכאן הוא מקומו החיובי בעבודה שלנו. Here we find a positive role for imagination. Earlier on, often it's a problem, it's a distracting force. Here is where one can use it positively. כאשר החבר מבאר למלך הכוזרי מעושה של החסיד. So when the חבר explains to the king of the Khazars the essence of the חסיד, שהוא מוישל הנשמה בכוחסיו הנפשיים והגופיים, he is completely in charge, he controls his various faculties. ופרט לו איך החסיד משתמש בכל כוחסיו לעבודת השם. And the חבר Featherbo explains in details how the חסיד uses all of his faculties, all his forces for עבודת השם. הוא אומר, here we quote the Kuzari in Ma'amar Gimel, ומצווה המדמה, the חסיד instructs his power of imagination, להמציא לו ההדורה שבצורס, הנמצאויס אצלו, to produce the most vivid possible vision that he has, בעזר הזיכרון, using the memory, if one can use it, לדמויס לו העניין האלוקי המבוקש, in order to produce this hologram, you know, this particular godly event, such as, כמו עם מעמד הר סיני, מתן תורה, ומעמד אברהם ויצחק בהר המוריה, or the מעמד of the עקדה, וכמו משכן מוישה, or to use one's imagination to produce a vivid picture of the mishkan, וסדר העבודה, the service, וכול הכבוד בבית המקדש, and how Hashem's glory filled the בית המקדש, וזולת זה הרבה, and many, many similar events. The author continues, בכוח הדמיון יכול אדם לצייר לעצמו תמונה חיה, using the faculty of imagination, a person can produce for himself a vivid illustration מכל המחזות הגדולות שראה כלל ישראל, of all the fantastic visions, the awesome visions that Klal Yisrael experienced. His boinenus tziuris zois. This, again, vivid illustration and contemplation, hu ikar gadol be'emuna. This is a fundamental in emuna. Ve'yesh ladas, he should know, ki emuna bitzias mitzrayim uvtora min ha-shamayim, emuna in the exodus from Mitzrayim and the concept of Torah min ha-shamayim, einah shlema. Such emuna is not complete. כל עוד לא יצר אדם לעצמו ציור חי מהם, as long as a person has not yet produced a vivid image of them, בצירוף, בכוח צירוף הדמיון עם הספוננוס, by combining his faculty of imagination with deep reflection, as we said. כך כוסב הספורנו, this is what the Sforno writes, על הפסוק, on a פסוק in פרשס כי סבוי. The פסוק says, הסקייס ושמע ישראל, היום הזה נהייסה לעם לשם אלוקיך, today you've become a nation to השם לגוד, ושמעתו בכל השם אלוקיך, and you will obey הקדוש ברוך הוא. And this one says, הסקייס means צייר במחשבתך. It's an unusual word, הסקייס. He explains it as צייר במחשבתך, use your mind to produce an image. ושמע means הסבוינן, not just to hear, it means to everything we're speaking about, this deep reflection, what thought together. Then, ושמעתה בכל השם הלקח, יולבי השם, כשתצייר זה ותבין, when you apply this, when you do the ציור and the הסבוננוס, תשמע בקולו בלי ספק. You will, without doubt, obey הקדוש ברוך הוא. The author says, הרי הסבוננוס בצירוף דמיון וציור, היא המפתח לקיום המצוויס. As Sforno is saying, the point that we've tried to convey, הסבוננוס in combination with imagery, mental imagery, is the key to fulfillment of mitzvahs. Similarly, כך ישחייבנו, חייב אדם לראיס עצמוי כאילו הוא יצא ממצרים. It's Mishnah in Psachim, in Perek Yud, it's also part of the Haggadah. A person is obligated to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. לזה, to fulfill this, עלינו להסבוינן ביציאס מצרים. We have to use the positive הסבוננוס regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, עד שיעלה לפני עינינו ציור חי, until we can produce a vivid image of it. איך יצאו כל ציבור השם? We have to be able to see clearly how these multitudes of people are going out. עמוד האש הולך לפניהם, they're led in front of them by a pillar of fire. בראשם משה רבנו עליו השלום והרים. At the front, right at the head there, the leaders of the nation. כל אחד ערימה סבצק למצא על שכמו. Each person carrying a bundle with dough on his shoulder. V'chol mishpacha mukefes tishim chamurim amusim b'vizas mitzayim. And family surrounded by multitudes of donkeys laden with what they took from the Mitzrayim. V'yitzim b'yad rama b'gvura gvoha mefusemes. One has to have a vivid picture of this. Furthermore, yachol kol echad lekabel tzirchay me'avodas beis ha-mikdash. A person can produce very detailed imagery of the avodah in the beis ha-mikdash. Hame'ayen b'shar ha-avodah, ha-meyuchas l'Rabbeinu Yoinah. So if you look there, it's a sefer attributed to Rabbeinu Yoinah, shar ha-avodah. Yir'e sham b'chush mamash, can see almost tangibly. Eichada mevi korban oila oichatas. A person can bring a korban oila or a chatas, v'ro'e ha-kohen sheichatoi, and he can see how the kohen sheichtze enemo, v'zorek damoy, and sprinkles the blood, v'achakach male ha'imurim ala mizbeach, and then takes certain of the inner organs and places them on the altar. Uvala korban misbonin shakeves ha'zeba mekumo, and the bala korban, the person who owned it, brought it, reflects on the fact that this keves is in his stead. Because really he deserved to be slaughtered. The it is his blood that should have been sprinkled. It's his organ that should have been burnt on the Mizbech because of the hate that he committed. He cries as he has never cried before. All the more so, reflecting using the power of imagination regarding the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. The author says, "Kanish makom rachav lehislamdus." There's a lot of room over here for practicing. Nikbal atzmin bechol yom eizes zman. We set for ourselves every day a particular amount of time lehagia lisboinanus be'ma'amad har Sinai to try and achieve this vision, clarity of ma'amad har Sinai. Asher azeis chayanu mitzas loisase, where at least according to the Ramban, there's a loisase midoraisa. Here too we will find this exceedingly difficult initially. We will not achieve quickly a vivid and accurate and detailed picture from Ma'amad Har Sinai. We need to be stubborn for an extended period to establish this exercise, to continue. Until it becomes fruitful, until we succeed. Remember the wonderful expression of the Ramban there in his Hasagois. Our eyes and hearts should be there constantly. Vaad Shishi. Vayomer alhem, this is in Hazinu. Simu levavchem lechol hadavarim asher anochi me'id bachem hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a statement. Simu levavchem, hard to translate. Yeah, pay attention to all the words that I say to you today. Rashi explains, Tzarich adam shehu einav veliboy veoznav mechuvanu nedvrei Torah. A person must make sure that his eyes, his heart, and his ears are directed, mechuvanim, directed towards words of Torah. Another pasuk says, "Ben Adam re'e be'einecha uv'oznecha shema v'sim lipcha." A similar pasuk, Ben Adam, he is told, "Re'e be'einecha, see with your eyes, uv'oznecha shema, hear with your ears, v'sim lipcha, direct your heart, v'chulei." Harei devarim kal v'chomer, and there's a kal v'chomer over here. Umatav nisa bais. That other pasuk is in Yechezkel. He's taught about Yechezkel. He's taught about the shape of the third, the structure, the plan of the third base. So umatav nisa bais shunir elainaim. When it comes to an architectural structure where you can see it, venimdad bekonen, you can measure it with instruments. Nonetheless, even though it's relatively easy. Nonetheless, a person must make sure that his eyes, his ears, and his heart are all directed to understand. When it comes to Divrei Torah, which is like compared to mountains hanging on the breadth of a hair, all the more so. That's Rashi though in Hazinu. The author says, "Lelimud Torah leidai b'machshava mufshetes." Learning Torah, it's not enough to have abstract thought. Tzarich lirois bechush mamash es ha'inyan shasugya osekes boy. One has to try and see tangibly the concept that the sugya is dealing with. Ve'la'ases oznav ke'aferkeses, to make his ears like a horn, like an antenna. Lishma bidyuk es divrei ha'yisrim ha'metev l'cholet, to hear precisely the words of the Zohar Yisrael, the Zohar Matir, etc. V'tzarich l'tzarif l'zes ha'dimyoin, one has to once again combine here one's faculty of imagination, l'tzayer l'atzmoi bidyuk ech ha'shtayim ha'chazim et ha'lizim ha'dume, to have a clear picture, exactly how is it that the two of them are holding, grasping the garment. Then one has to apply one's mind to try and understand the things deeply. Here it's clear. It's not so difficult to practice this. From now on, belomdeinu, when we learn, nishtadel b'meshech reva shah b'erech lilmo b'ofen zeh. Let's try and make an effort for about 15 minutes to learn in this manner. L'shateif hadimyoin, to combine our imagination into the learning, kedei lekabel tziur chushim inyan ha-sugya, to have some tangibility in the concept of the sugya, velasim einayim oznayim velev, lema she'anachnu lomdim, to apply our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to whatever it is that we're learning. Yitachen, possibly, kesheniggash lelimud mitoch hachana zo bi'ikvius, when we approach a learning with this preparation, but consistently, tizgalenu tzura chadasha shel hasmada v'rikuz b'limud. Quite possibly, we'll discover a new form of hasmada and concentration in our learning. V'ayaz ischreinu, that will be our reward. Ad kana.